Just hours after a suicide bomber killed 15 people in the Israeli city of Haifa, Israeli tanks and troops raided a refugee camp in the Gaza Strip. The attack left at least 11 Palestinians dead. More than 100 Palestinians were wounded, many of them believed to be civilians caught in the crossfire. The Israeli army said the target of the attack was a member of Hamas, who was arrested along with a stockpile of weapons and explosives. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza City. You were in the refugee camp that was attacked today. What was the scene there?
Well, Bob, Jabalia, of course, is this densely packed refugee camp in the northern Gaza Strip, and the scene where the conflicts and the clashes and the explosion took place are very badly damaged. There is the smell of burning smoke everywhere, and many bombed-out buildings and incapacitated people, of course. You remember last year, this is where the Israeli military analysts, some of them anyway, suggested that it would be extremely difficult for the army to operate here because of the narrow alleyways and high civilian population. However, there was an operation targeted, the Israelis say, at a specific militant, but there are also many, many casualties. The hospital emergency services director says 11 dead. He says at least 135 injured. It's unclear how many of those dead were fighters and how many were civilians, but the doctor here says that five of the dead are between the ages of 12 and 17.
Israel is disputing how most of the Palestinians were killed, right?
Yes, they are. They say that one of their tanks did fire a shell this morning in the early hours. They say it was at a Palestinian who was firing a weapon at the soldiers, rocket-propelled grenade, and they admit to firing that shell and hitting that person. The people in front of the furniture store in Jabalia refugee camp where I was this morning have a very different story. I talked to the owner, Mohammed Abu Raya. He says that what happened at first were some missiles from Apache helicopters that set his store on fire, a lot of wood furniture inside the store. When it was said that the Israelis were pulling out, people came down from their homes to help put out the fire. And at that point, he says there was a tank shell, and that is what did the damage and killed eight people there. I went to the hospital here, and I spoke with one of the men injured this morning, and he told much the same story about coming down to put out a fire and then a tank shell coming. He was injured with shrapnel in the leg. He says he saw another firefighter decapitated by the shell. So that's where that dispute sits at the moment.
Israelis are burying their dead today.
Yes, that's right. It was just yesterday that I was up in the northern port city of Haifa, where a Palestinian suicide bomber killed 15 people and injured more than 50. A number of those were students. So clearly Israel is still reeling from the first bombing in 2 months. And the Palestinian Authority has condemned the bombing, but we're seeing the funerals on both sides and a lot of grieving.
And the West Bank and Gaza are closed?
Yes, there's a total closure imposed. It's logistically very difficult for Palestinians. We're waiting to see if it affects the Palestinian meetings this weekend aimed at authorizing Yasser Arafat to appoint a Palestinian prime minister.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Gaza City.